Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Okay, we don't know what to talk about. The Game of Thrones started last night. The weather was worse than any show, a single episode, or a season of Game of Thrones.
Daenerys let loose her dragons.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Right? Like, I mean, the sky was breathing fire last night.
Yes, it was.
It was unbelievable.
Now we're talking about a possible tornado in Northumberland County.
Which is nothing to joke about.
No, it was. The weather was really, like, I wanted to just watch the weather at 1 o'clock this morning. I don't want to watch TV.
I was
just looking out the window.
That's me too. My poor puppies were a little scared.
Were they?
Well, yeah, they were a little whiny.
Is that why Murphy, the morning show dog, isn't here today?
Or? Well, also it's Outstanding Teacher Day.
Oh.
So today I get to go and surprise.
So you don't trust us babysitting your dog like we did on Friday?
No.
Something didn't work out, did it? Somebody did something wrong. Go ahead and say it.
No, it's okay.
Oh, all right.
No, he's staying home with his daddy this morning.
Ah.
And then he'll be in tomorrow. Don't worry.
All right. We do have an outstanding teacher. What else? Tiger Woods wins the Masters, coming out of nowhere. I mean, the guy, you know, whose career is washed up, blah, blah, blah. And he wins the Masters again.
I
feel good about that.
I do too. And love or hate Tiger Woods.
Right.
Because of some of the things that he has done.
Tiger being Tiger. Yeah.
There was a really cool moment after he won where he gave a really big embrace to his son.
Yes.
And then his dad, like, they were all hugging. Maybe it was Uncle.
It might have been an uncle because his dad passed away.
That's right. No. But it was neat because
that
it was like
the beginning of the end or
an
something.
An older man member of his family.
Okay.
And it was like father and son moment. But the cool moment that I saw real quick when I was checking social media this morning was between Tiger and his son. But then there was an older gentleman there. Maybe it's his uncle or
maybe
something.
Maybe a coach or
I'm not sure. He embraced some older gentleman and then embraced his son. And it was very nice.
Yes. The call was incredible by Jim Nance. Maybe we'll play that later. And Chris Davis gets out of his hitting slump for the Baltimore Orioles.
Thank the Lord.
With a 2-run scoring double against my Red Sox, but Fenway Park erupted in applause. They gave the guy a standing ovation for coming out of his slump, even though he just scored 2 against their team. And I immediately texted news guy Matt and said, that wouldn't have happened at Yankee Stadium.
That's very true.
They would have been throwing beers at the guy.
They would have. What was he, 0-for-50?
0-for-54, I think,
54.
Was the final.
54, oh, man.
Yeah. So it was a great weekend, and a youngster won a Disney trip in our annual Easter egg hunt at Ards in the rain. We had a blast.
Do you know what, though? The rain didn't get us down yesterday.
No, everybody was having
fun.
It
was so nice. Every single qualifier was so friendly and happy. The kids were so well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I mean, it takes a lot to get like a couple hundred kids out past Easter eggs onto a line to wait to start.
Yes.
And every single kiddo.
Kid
so kudos
great.
Moms and dads, aunts, mm-hmm. uncles, grandparents. Every single kiddo was so well behaved.
Yes.
It was excellent.
What a great weekend. And in the rain, although it was raining during the Easter egg hunt, when the hunt was over, that's when the real heavy rain came. So we got a little wet, but it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse because basically the last eggs were being plucked out of the field at Ards. A big thank you to Ards for helping us host.
Mm-hmm.
But it just like the deluge began and I was kind of the last one standing on the field. I was like, I'll take it.
It was wild.
I'll take it.
And today we return to work for tax day. There it is. One big mm-hmm. package.
Are your taxes filed?
Yes. I got a story about that. We'll talk about that later. I really do think the person who does my taxes lost them because they've had them for a long time. And when I called, they're like, oh, yeah, Tom, how are you, bud? I'm like, yeah,
that was like kind of the same situation over here in this corner.
Really?
Like it took forever us to get our taxes
maybe it did,
back.
But I got them on yesterday.
Yeah, we got ours last week, but like we had to call and check on them. We're like, hey. Do you have our... And they're like,
hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
So much to talk about this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We upgrade all the time.
Anymore.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. The news is coming up next. A lot of school delays and a lot of power outages and trees down and all that stuff after, you know, last night's wicked weather. I think everybody got a sample and maybe a tornado, right?
Possibly, yeah. And West Chillisquaukee Township will have that covered up.
Where is West Chillisquaukee Township?
Upper Northumberland County.
Upper?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it was Northumberland County.
So be more specific for people who don't know the directions.
So, like, we're talking east of Lewisburg.
There There it is.
Exactly.
That's that wicked.
Like, in between Lewisburg and Montandon, that area.
Wicked tornado there a few years ago. Tore up parts of Point Township, too. It came right across the river.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And it took down some of those huge pine trees on 147. I remember that.
Yeah. Ripped the roof off a house and everything.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, we'll check all those details. But first, I guess, the fake news. Coming off a weekend, there's always Saturday Night Live.
Monday is tax day, so if you haven't paid any taxes yet, you're Amazon.
Kim Kardashian revealed that she plans to take the bar exam and become a lawyer in 3 years. And I think she can do it. I mean, it only took Kanye a couple years to go to space.
Paramount has begun developing a new movie called Summer Nights, which will be a prequel to the classic movie Grease. A prequel that will finally explain why everyone in that high school was in their late 30s.
SNL News.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's time.
Looking like rock stars, I don't know about that, but you look marvelous today, and it must have something to do with Monday? No. Tax day?
No.
Teacher of the Week day.
Yes.
There you go. Service First will announce the Teacher of the Week coming up. Pretty exciting.
It is.
And then you go pose for pictures with these teachers.
We do, and we do a big check presentation. It's really, really fun. Our friend Colleen from Service First will be in later on this morning.
I hope she gets here.
Well, I'm a little concerned for Colleen because she does come from a distance.
Yes.
So if you're listening, if you're up and about, Colleen, be careful, drive safe.
Yes.
But we have chosen our next teacher, and what is this, third?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the third teacher of the month of April. Outstanding teachers from all across the valley. I love reading the submissions.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, the nominations.
Keep them coming, too, because we have a couple left. Now, I didn't mean to imply that you usually don't look nice, but you look nice today. And there are five things we think about when we're getting ready for work or overall about ourselves.
Okay, let's hear them.
And there's a surprise in there, because I would think clothing would be number one, because you change it every day.
Well, I pick out my clothes the night before.
So do I.
I lay everything out.
But the number one thing we're so self-conscious about, the most self-conscious about, our teeth. Wow.
Do I have anything?
You got a little piece of spinach there.
Really?
No,
okay.
You don't.
Thanks.
Just kidding. Number two is our hair. Now, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I would think clothing would be number one or hair would be number one. No, two is hair.
Yesterday, I had my hair all nice and blown out, like straight, and then it rained.
Yeah, and then it just, we all look like drowned rats yesterday, whatever a drowned rat looks like. With our teeth, 67% of us say that's the number one. Our hair, 62%. Number three, our weight. 57% of us are worried about what we look like with our weight. Now, I'm right there because I put on weight, given all these surgeries. I got to get back in shape as soon as I get everything fixed. But yeah, I'm always worried about like posing for pictures, like how I'm standing and...
I agree.
Oof. Number four, our skin.
I have no makeup on yet. How are we looking?
You look fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I got little baggies underneath my eyes.
Little baggies. You got to cover them up with a makeup somehow?
Something, yeah. I don't know. I'm not that good at makeup, though.
You're fine. You're fine. Number five is our clothing. That's the top five. So you mean to tell me?
I mean, it makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, like weight, hair, skin, teeth, clothing. It makes sense. All that makes sense.
Well, they all should be there. I just think they're in the wrong order.
I would agree with that. But it's your personal appearance if you're worried about going places.
So there you are.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for work right now. Hopefully you're taking care of all five of those. We're in the morning, 94KX, and weekend weather was unusual.
Winter is here.
1 o'clock this morning.
Winter. It came.
Doom!
I was up all night.
So was I.
Well, you said the pooches were going crazy.
The puppies were not a fan.
Yeah, I didn't think Murphy was, especially.
Murphy was surprisingly less nervous than MacGyver, but because MacGyver was so nervous, he was making Murphy nervous, and he was crying in his crate.
Aww.
So.
Well, dogs feel barometric pressure, so.
They do.
You know, with the pressure dropping with those storms, those dogs are probably going nuts now. And welcome to Point Township, their news guy, Matt.
The weather
is always
crazy. Yes, that was loud last night. Like, my wife and I were up for a good half hour just watching it go through. And then I was up watching Twitter updates on my phone.
I was not on Twitter.
Oh, it's from the National Weather Service, of course. Sure, not sure. To break my Lenten thing that I have going on.
Yeah.
Good job.
It was work-related.
It was work-related.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
He's
actually.
He's only got a week to go.
Yes.
Exactly.
Personal and work-related.
There it is. The news is all weather today.
Basically, yeah. That's all we're focusing on right now. Just
all
make
weather?
Sure we update roads and school closings and all that stuff.
And all Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that too.
Things were set up last night. Things were put in motion.
Oh?
Now, I have to rewatch it today.
So you're saying all the crazy weather we got was to set you up for Game of Thrones?
No, that came after. Game of Thrones was at 9 o'clock.
I know.
Crazy weather came at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
So you're watching it today.
No, I watched a little bit of it last night, but I was tired, so I need to rewatch today. But certain things were put into place last night, like it wasn't like a mind blowing episode, but they're teeing it up. I have no idea what's going to happen this season. It's going to be unbelievable.
That's great because Matt and I have no idea what's going to happen this season either.
Yeah, me neither.
Because we don't care.
Housed in this building are literally the 4 to 5 individuals out of the entirety of the nation who have never seen Game of Thrones. It's you, Matt, Mark Lawrence, Kevin, and Rob Center.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:14. Here's something crazy. I get to flash back to the early 1990s when I used to hang out with a guy named Pete Palladino and his buddy Brett Alexander.
Oh, yeah?
And then the rest of the boys who became known as the Badleys. We were the first radio station to play their music. We helped them along the way, including a big record contract. And Pete is coming home, if you want to call it that, coming home on Friday. Good Friday, Front Street Station. That's pretty cool.
That's so awesome. And luckily for us...
Yes.
Thanks to Fisher Promotions.
Yes.
We have some tickets to give away.
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Call now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
It's going to be a great show, so you're not going to want to miss it. Be caller number one super quick right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right. It's that time of year where we must liquidate.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What a morning after an early morning of... doom. Crazy weather. How is the weather in your neighborhood? It seems to be stuffing social media this morning with tree limbs down and power outages. The Southern Columbia School District, on a 2-hour delay, has now decided to close because it doesn't look like the power is getting any better there. And people have used the 94KX Text Club quite efficiently this morning, talking about their homes, their locations, and how it relates to their school districts. So there is no delay or any closing in, say, Sealands Grove, for instance. The woman texted us. However, there's a lot of people in Snyder County without power.
Exactly. And so, and probably, especially in Southern's case or even lower Snyder County, the back roads, there are tree limbs and branches everywhere.
Yes.
So I'm sure, especially in a school district like Southern's case, the buses can't pass those small back roads to get to kiddos to pick them up for school. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be very messy as the sun fully comes up this morning and people survey the damage.
That's exactly what we were told this morning by the county EMAs. The more the sun comes up, the more they're going to see, and that's pretty much it.
Wow. Well, we've got the latest news, which is weather, sports and AccuWeather coming up, and all those school delays that are some, at least, turning to closings. Birthday buddy time. It is Chris Stapleton's 41st birthday today.
Hey, I like
he's
that
a country
guy.
Star.
He
he's
is.
All right.
Yeah, I like
I mean,
that guy.
He did that cool song with Justin Timberlake.
Yes, he did.
Right? But if we could run a couple of... Eddie O'Brien is 51. Who's he? He's from Radiohead.
Oh,
what,
cool.
What a cutting-edge band they are. And are you ready for it? And do you promise not to sing, Laura?
I don't know if I can do that.
British singer. Ready for it? Samantha Fox is 53 years old today. Oh. Don't sing Naughty Girls Need Love Too, because I don't want to hear it.
Fox with an F-O-X-X.
Yes. They misspelled it here.
No, it's F-O-X-X.
I know. They only have one X here.
No way, really?
No, yeah. Samantha Fox.
No, it's XX.
Yes.
Come on, no.
Naughty Girls Need Love
Too. It's amazing that I know that.
What?
The X-X.
You know who she is? And what hit one hit record in 1987?
Yes. It's because I had really great babysitters as a little kid.
Yes, you did. And they liked their MTV. All right. So happy birthday to Samantha Fox, 53.
I'm going to work it in somehow.
I'm afraid of that. It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Cindy Erb from Augustaville. She's 43 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Heidi Bordner from Northumberland, 42.
Nathan Whitmer from Dalmatia is 25. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Cody D'Addario. He's 28. He used to hang out with my daughters.
Cool.
Yeah.
Howard Fabian is 50 years old today.
Paula Schaefer from Lewisburg is 55. Happy birthday.
Dina Bainey from Sealands Grove is 57.
John Drumheller from Northumberland is 32.
Roxanne, put on the red light. Edinger is from Seals Grove, is 59. Happy birthday.
Who said
where
he could
that
sing?
Come from?
Where did that come from?
I love it.
I'm sorry, Roxanne, if I ruined it.
No, you did perfect.
Erica Smith from Elysburg is 40 years old today.
Louise Connor from Danville is 60.
Tiffany Bubb from West Milton is 29. Happy birthday.
That's all I got.
Michelle Zimmerman from Winfield is 45.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always text us 49330. Call us or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every single weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Here's the deal. Toddlers are expensive.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. And today is more than just a Monday. It is a day of action. We're not talking about the storms early this morning either.
No.
We're talking about the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Yes, and the day of action is quickly approaching, which is a day that the United Way coordinates to help people in the community volunteer for nonprofits and get some stuff done. Yes. I've done it myself in the past. I've spread mulch. I've gone to daycare centers. I've collected trash. I've painted stuff. I've done tons of things. It's a really, really wonderful thing that you can do not only through your workplace and have it be a coworker type thing, but then also as an individual. And we're joined by the coordinator this year, Randy Schroyer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming. Now, we were talking a little bit off air, and you said that you guys actually have a ton of volunteers this year.
Yeah, we... this is the second most I can remember we ever had. It's right around 400 volunteers.
That's amazing.
But as we were also saying,
yes,
we've got places that we can, literally we can't send them too many people. So if somebody else would still like to volunteer, we can find a place for you.
So let's talk a little bit about how folks can volunteer, because of course, nonprofits always are in need of help. And this is a really easy way to kind of spend a day with your coworkers, your family, your friends, your Girl Scout troop, your Boy Scout troop, and give back to the community.
Yep, that's right. Basically, it's things along the lines of painting, raking, weeding, yard work, mulching. I'm looking down the list, and weeding and planting and mulching keeps coming up.
Seems to be a theme this time of the year, Randy.
That's right.
That's all right.
But there's also indoor things. There's some cleaning that's being done, and cleaning windows and pews, sweeping, dusting. I mean, it really is a lot of different things. So
wonderful. If folks are interested in volunteering, now you said right around 400 people?
Yeah, they can call the office at 570-988-0993, and we'll find some place to send you.
I feel like we should try and get that number to 500. 100 additional people from Central PA. That would be amazing. That's a nice round number, 500. I like that number, and I feel like you mentioned, Kids Grove. You could use 100 people at Kids Grove.
Actually, probably if you called in, that's where we would send you.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, we need some people to clean up Kids Grove for the spring and summer.
Now, Joanne Troutman, who is the executive director of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, is also in the house with her new baby. I have to mention it. Jet came, and I'm so sad that Murphy, the morning show dog, isn't here today because they could have had a puppy play date.
You think so?
Yeah, it would have been great.
The two of them would have eaten the sofa while we were talking to our guests.
Look how well-behaved Jet is.
He's doing all right, right?
As long as he can be quiet. He's been a little yippy this morning.
Well, he just needs love and attention. That's it. Yeah. So this is
none of that.
None, ever. He is deprived, I can tell. Now, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way has been doing this now for several years.
Oh, I can't even tell you how long. Randy probably would know that answer better than me.
I think it's something like 1998.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's great.
Okay. Where can folks, though, if they're interested in learning more about the United Way, because you guys have a lot going on. You and I chatted a little bit last week about how much you have going on right now, and it's really important stuff.
Yeah, I would say that we update our Facebook page probably more readily than we do any other medium. So we do have a new website that was launched in the fall. It's beautiful. But I would say if you want robust information about the work we're doing, go to Facebook.
Perfect. And if you're interested, you can always head to the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's Facebook page to get more info, call the office, volunteer. I say we go for 500. What do you think, Tom?
Let's get another 100 people on top of Randy's
list. Oh, what's the date?
There.
We didn't mention that. We should mention the date.
It's April 26th, next
there
Friday.
Yeah. Perfect.
So you got a week to get 100 more people into the day of action. Randy, Joanne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us always.
And thanks for bringing us. The dog, yeah. Garvey's Flooring America.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The first trailer for Star Wars 9 came out this weekend, and now we know the official title, The Rise of Skywalker. Speaking of Skywalker, there's a voiceover from Mark Hamill saying, quote, "We'll always be with you. No one's ever really gone." Then the screen goes black and the clip ends with maniacal laughter. It turns out that laughter comes from the Emperor. You know, that guy Luke and a reformed Darth Vader supposedly killed at the end of Return of the Jedi. The trailer was first unveiled at an event called Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. It also gives us our first look at Billy Dee Williams returning as Lando Calrissian. Yes. And Carrie Fisher, who's in the movie thanks to unused footage from the last Star Wars adventure. By the way, this is going to be the last Star Wars movie for a while. Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy said, quote, "We're going to take a hiatus for a couple of years, and we're taking the time to really look at where this is going from the standpoint of a saga." Mm. So lots of Star Wars news there over the weekend. Madonna has a new album in the works, and it comes with a new alter ego.
Yes.
The album and the character are called Madam X. In a preview she posted on Instagram, Madonna called Madam X, quote, "a secret agent traveling around the world, changing identities, fighting for freedom, and bringing light to dark places." Madam X is also, quote, "a dancer, a professor, a head of state, a housekeeper, an equestrian, a prisoner, a student, a mother, a child, a teacher, a nun, a singer, a saint, a word I can't say on the radio that rhymes with store, and a spy in the House of Love." So apparently she was also a member of Was Not Was.
Yeah, Was Not Was, yeah.
There's no release date yet for Madam X, but it will be Madonna's first full album since Rebel Heart in 2000.
What I took from that is she's an equestrian.
She's a nutbag.
Wow.
She's a nutbag.
She's everything. She's a film critic.
I wonder if she writes English or Western. Probably English, because she like pretends to be British every once in a while.
Yeah. Can we just move on?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of excited. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
It'll be weird and fun. It's Madonna. And looking at the box office, Shazam held on to the top spot for a second week with another $25.1 million. The comedy Little opened in second place with $15.5. Hellboy opened in third with $12 million. Pet Sematary was fourth with $10 million. Dumbo rounds out the top five with $9.2 million. Two other new releases were kind of bombs. After opened in eighth place with $6.2 million, and the animated Missing Link opened in ninth with $5.8 million. You might be able to tell what I think about Hellboy from the way I said that.
You dropped a couple octaves there, buddy. There you have it. All right, Mike, well, thanks for coming in and giving us the latest Star Wars information.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff.
And it's nice to know that Madonna rides a horse.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I took away from it, at least.
Last time she rode a horse, I think it was in that dirty book she put out in 1993.
Oh, boy. We should not go there.
And she was riding that horse.
Stop it.
News is next.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care. Here to
best songs on the radio for over 40 years, and MJ was there. It's time to visit another school district today. The Outstanding Teacher Awards from Service First. And Colleen and Kelly are with us. I just love doing this every Monday.
Oh my goodness. It is one of my favorite things that we do on this radio station. And I'm not just saying that because the lovely representatives from Service First Federal Credit Union are here.
Standing here, yeah.
No, I love being the recipient of all of the nominations. I truly do. It is so nice to read the wonderful things that parents and students alike and former students are saying about the outstanding teachers all throughout Central Pennsylvania. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And today we're heading to a school district that is not closed or on a delay.
No, thank the Lord, actually. Right, Colleen?
Right. Oh.
Such a shame with the weather that we are waking up, or the damage from the weather we're all waking up.
How was your trip down? Because I know you come from a distance.
I would call it crunchy.
Crunchy. Kelly, crunchy. You're okay?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, you're okay, good, Kelly? Good. Yeah. Well, of course, Colleen is the VP of Marketing from Service First Federal Credit Union, who we partner with on this awesome, awesome thing that we do called Outstanding Teacher. And another teacher is getting $1,000 for his or her school this morning.
And they're a kindergarten teacher.
A kindergarten teacher. That's got to be like the best teacher.
And actually, are you ready for this, Tom?
Okay.
A male kindergarten teacher.
Oh.
Yes. It's not often. I feel like men are underappreciated in the teaching profession. There are some quality dude teachers out there.
Dude teachers. Okay. All right.
What school district, Colleen?
We are going to Ceilings Grove.
Ceilings Grove Elementary School. And should we do it? Drum roll. Go ahead, Colleen.
And today's teacher is Mr. McGuire.
Mr. Ryan McGuire. Yes.
He's a friend of mine.
I know. And Kyle Alexander said the same thing.
Yes, I know the guy. He's amazing.
When I narrowed down the school districts and then picked the person randomly, I said to Kyle the other day, I was like, oh, do you know Mr. McGuire? And he goes, he's the nicest guy.
He is the nicest guy. I worked in radio with his wife, who was, her name is Tara Beck. So we used to call her T. Beck. We used to call her T-Beck, like a rapper name, all that. And then she gets married to Ryan McGuire. So I changed her name to T-Mac. And she didn't know why. She was like, why'd you do that? I said, you just got married.
Well, here's what parents are saying about Mr. McGuire teaching their kiddos. Yes, because we got several nominations. He is loving and caring. He always gives 100%. He is not only an educator, but a kindness advocate. He teaches to the whole student and truly creates a classroom environment that supports learning and teaches all of his students to be kind.
Can't do better than that, Colleen.
You can. And, you know, when I think back to kindergarten teachers, mine was awesome. So they stick with you.
Yes.
They definitely stick with you. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to meet them.
Me neither. I'm very excited to have
this. He's a great guy.
He
and his wife just had a baby a little while ago, too. So they got a little one.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, really, really nice individual. And kindergarten teachers, they're like your first foray into education, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're important. Preschool teachers and kindergarten teachers. It kind of sets you up for success in school, right?
Right. So Ryan McGuire, kindergarten teacher in the Ceilings Grove School District. Congratulations.
We're heading there right about 10 o'clock, right?
We are heading there for 10 o'clock, and then we'll be back here next week to do it again.
Yes.
I love it. I can't wait. Keep those nominations coming. Thank you so much, Colleen and Kelly, for coming in. Check the 94KX Facebook page and the Service First Facebook page, because we will post a picture at Ceilings Grove Elementary later on this morning. And nominate at WQKX.com.
It's Blaze KX with the Goo-Goos. Hey, congratulations to our outstanding teacher, Colleen and Kelly, were in earlier this morning, and Mr. Ryan McGuire, a kindergarten teacher in the Ceilings Grove School District, is this week's winner. But you or your children could still nominate your favorite teacher.
That's right. There's still plenty of time. And of course, we can nominate the teachers at WQKX.com.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and Sean Carey on the way next. He was our, what do we call him? Parking lot attendant at the Easter egg hunt, or parking lot director, traffic cop. I don't know what he was, but he did a great job.
He was the parking lot executive and did a fine job, along with Matt the News Guy.
Yes, that was a good time.
Parking lot aficionado.
There you go. Everybody had a great time. And congratulations again to little Ethan, our winner from Northumberland.
Ethan from Northumberland. They were such a nice family. What a great event. I just cannot thank our sponsors enough. I can't thank our listeners enough. Mm-hmm. And just everyone was best behavior yesterday. It was great.
Best behavior.
Guests, it was awesome.
Staff. Everyone.
Everyone.
Thank you to Alan Ard. He's the man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. And he kept the chickens from attacking any children.
I kind of wanted to see that happen. There was a little bit of a warp guy inside me that wanted to see the roosters get loose. You know what I mean?
When we were putting the eggs out, the roosters were confused. Seriously. Like,
they were pecking at them.
They were like, what are these things? And they were like checking out all of the plastic eggs. It was hilarious.
Now, what's up with the goat?
I love him. He's my best friend.
Good. Somebody has to have him.
Of course.
Matt, and this is why you don't have a pet goat.
Yeah, that's especially true.
I really want a pet goat,
true.
Though. No, we need a pet goat. We should have a pet goat.
No, we don't need one. Sean's next. See you, everybody.
Bye.